Welcome to the Patient Activation Network podcast. I'm your host, Matt Cavallo. I have with me today Dr. Ritu Trivedi Prohit. Dr. Ritu is the founder and CEO of Thrivosity. Dr. Ritu, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you for coming on. Before we get started in talking about the great things you've got going on at Thrivosity, can we get a little bit of your background?
Sure, of course. So I am a clinical psychologist, and I have the pleasure of working with individuals and their families who have been diagnosed with a variety of different medical conditions, and I have a specialty practice in oncology.
So, you know, when you're studying to become a clinical psychologist, what was it that had you gravitate towards oncology?
So in my early years, when I was in training, I was seeing a variety of different patients, and I was seeing an individual for approximately a year that had a diagnosis of cancer. And it was really fascinating to me because she defied every notion I had of what a person with cancer might look like. And she really taught me so much. And from that moment onward, I just was intrigued by cancer, the diagnosis, the journeys that individuals go through, and really have made it my primary mission in my clinical work.
Could you explain a little bit about what that's like if I had a cancer diagnosis and I was to come see you?
Sure. So in my clinical work with individuals and their family members, I work with them across many different areas. So I have individuals who come to see me before a formal diagnosis occurs at times because there are, you know, family and genetic propensities potentially for developing a cancer all the way through the journey and into even end of life. And so in my work with individuals, as they're entering treatment and for the first few years after that time frame. And in my work with them, I am really doing a whole host of different things with them, helping them stay on their treatment regimens, helping them adjust to the diagnosis and the changes that ensue with lifestyle factors, different roles and responsibilities, and also assisting my other medical professional colleagues in determining diagnoses that might also occur along with the cancer, such as depression or anxiety, things like that.
So Dr. Ritu, when did you get into oncology as your primary focus?
I've been working primarily with cancer patients since 2004.
During this time, did you notice any trends emerge with your population base?
Oh, Matt, I think there have been several shifts and trends that I've noticed over the course of the last 13 years. First and foremost, early on in my career, I spent a lot of time with patients towards end of life and I was primarily focused on assisting them in transitioning towards end of life, working with family members. And what has been amazing over the last several years is that as our medical treatments have advanced, patients are surviving and they're surviving for many, many years. And so now the shift has become more with the maintenance of the individual and helping them enter into a healthy survivorship as well as into thrivership. From the beginning of my engagement with patients, I refer to them as thrivers because I want them to have an instilled hope within them that regardless of their circumstance or their diagnosis, that they can thrive, and thriving is really living with resilience.
Well, you mentioned that you teach people how to thrive. Being diagnosed with a chronic illness can be one of the toughest things that a person goes through. How can you take somebody from those feelings to a place where they're thriving?
Each individual really experiences their own treatment journey and cancer journey. And through that process, we take time to make sense of what they are experiencing. So for example, from the very beginning, I encourage patients to journal their experience. And it's not simply to just write down day-to-day what's happening, but to really take the opportunity to make sense of what they're going through. And I ask them to sort of focus on some areas of growth that they are recognizing they are experiencing as they go through their treatment journeys. And in this process, oftentimes they understand that they are stronger than they anticipated they would ever be. And through that inner strength, they're able to persevere the multitude of challenges that are unfortunately, realities when you're dealing with something like cancer, as well as other potentially life-threatening conditions. And what they find is an inner strength oftentimes, but they also find that they see life and themselves differently. They have a different lens with which they perceive who they are, what their purpose is, and also how they want to be remembered in the future.
Dr. Ritu, in addition to supporting the patient's emotional journey, is there anything else that you're doing to help these patients?
So Matt, as the clinical psychologist working with cancer patients, I really am tasked with doing a whole host of different type of management with them. And that can range from the psychosocial, as you mentioned, but also can be very pragmatic and practical. So oftentimes, psychologists are tasked with doing types of things, helping patients stay on their medications, helping patients with exercise and nutrition, and helping them connect to the things that are most important to them so they can persevere and manage through the multitude of challenges that they experience. And I saw that there was sort of a gap in this area with my patients. They were struggling with self-care and management, particularly around management of side effects of their chemotherapies and radiation.
So you noticed this gap in care. What did you decide to do about it?
So I really thought about what do my patients need and how can I support those needs? And in essence, it's beyond the medical treatment. So the medical treatments and my medical colleagues and nursing staff are brilliant in what they do. And they're so dedicated to the patients and helping them with their treatment. But there was a gap around the management of the side effects and how do we help patients really achieve better, higher quality of life so that they can not only survive their treatments, but really thrive. And what I found was that there were five areas that patients tend to need the most support that isn't already provided to them. And so these became sort of our five thrive categories, if you will. And these are areas that I was supporting patients in my clinical work, but also then recognize that these needs extend far beyond my clinical practice and the individuals and the families that I'm working with. And so I thought, let's do this on a larger scale. And so I started a company called Thrivosity, and we provide patients with the very tools that they need to achieve a higher, better quality of life. And we send out these products, and the items range from skincare products, nutritional items, items that stimulate their minds and their spirit. And we deliver these items to their doorstep. So it's a wonderful way for them to feel supported and to really have exactly what they need to complement their medical treatments.
We're talking to Dr. Ritu Trivedi Prohit, founder and CEO of Thrivosity. You mentioned these five areas that you address. Could you tell us a little bit more about five areas that the Thrivosity gift box addresses?
Absolutely. So as you may know, when one is undergoing treatments for cancer, there are so many changes that happen in the body from, you know, head to toe. And so the five categories that we have selected really address the areas that patients are most significantly affected and most typically affected. So we have neurobehavioral as a category, and that's a fancy way to say chemo brain. And we know that patients do oftentimes experience shifts in their cognition. So memory, attention, concentration. These are areas that patients oftentimes report feeling foggy or unsure. You know, avid readers sometimes struggle even reading a page in a magazine. Individuals who are accustomed to doing all their family finances might have a hard time writing a check. And so these are temporary oftentimes, but make people feel very uncertain and unsure. And so we provide tools to them to keep them sharp and stimulated as they're going through treatment so they can, again, resume previous roles and responsibilities. Oftentimes, patients elect to work through their treatments, and so we can support them with different tools and books, and we know that they do better and they feel more confident in their cognitive abilities. Another category that we have is skincare. Hair, skin, and nails undergo tremendous changes because of the chemotherapies and radiation. And they can be very minor and mild. And then oftentimes they can be rather averse and challenging. And so we provide patients with clean, natural, organic products that will do no further harm or irritation to them, but allow them to heal and feel some level of comfort as they're healing. We have aromatherapy, and you know, research shows that providing certain scents and aromas can really help to calm and to relax an individual. We provide essential oils that are very lightly fragranced, so not to overpower, but to really provide some calming aromatherapies for patients. We also have a nutritional category. As you know, patients can really feel challenged with nutritional needs. Patients oftentimes have changes in their appetite as well as taste, may experience nausea and vomiting. And so it can be very difficult to get appropriate caloric intake in and the right types of foods. So we introduce patients to, again, very clean organic products that are easy to digest, but really pack a caloric punch for them. So, you know, if they can only eat a small amount, we know that they're going to get some good resource to help them feel well and to also endure treatment. And most often these items are portable and don't require really much preparation, so they can take them with them to treatments. And if they have long wait, they have something nutritious to munch on. We have a basics category because, quite frankly, patients need a lot of different things. And it can be a challenge to know what you might need. And so we sort of do some of that, you know, legwork for them, so they don't have to run to the store or send their caregiver out multiple times to find items. And these could range from, you know, different types of journals to keep notes for their treatments, all the way to a variety of pill boxes, to hats and scarves, water bottles, all sorts of different items that patients would need.
That sounds so great. You know, the reason I fell in love with this product was because I was thinking back to the days where I was diagnosed. And, you know, we had so many different awkward conversations, at least I did, with people who were walking on eggshells around me, or maybe they wanted to do something special for me, but they just didn't know what to do. When I saw this product, I was like, wow, this is a really thoughtful gift. Could you tell us a little bit about the process? So if I went to the website, thrivosity.com, which we'll have on our podcast notes, could you walk me through a little bit of the end user experience? I just had a loved one diagnosed with cancer or some other chronic illness, and I want to get them a care package.
Absolutely. So we do have a website. It's thrivosity.com. And what we've done is really simplified the entire process for individuals. As you mentioned, Matt, when someone close to you is diagnosed with a medical condition, it's just our innate desire to really want to support them. But we don't always know how to do that. And I find that folks of all walks of life struggle with this very basic issue: is how do we support somebody that we care about? What do we say? How do we do it? And people do one of two things. They either, you know, do too much and almost overwhelm the individual, or they do nothing. And, you know, patients will report that they're both very difficult for them to cope with. And so we developed this website, and the website is pretty easy to navigate. Essentially, you visit the website and you determine the length of support you would like to provide to an individual. And we currently have a 1 month option, 3 months, and 6 months. And the reason why we have these lengths is because patients going through treatment do need enduring support and care. And so this is a way to provide that longer term care that patients need. So you would select the length of subscription desired. And then once you've done that, the next step you would do is select the box for the recipient. So we have options for men, women, children, and we subdivide that for boys and girls, as well as teens. And I'm happy to say we also have an option for caregivers. And so we do customize our offerings to meet the needs of the different age groups, but also men and women. So once you do that, you select the length, you select the individual recipient. So let's say for men, And then the checkout process is very simple and easy. And we have an option also for you to send a personalized note to your recipient. And we really do, I think, a very nice job of packaging a beautiful box for the individual. And when they receive it, we'll have your personalized note there and know that you're thinking about them and supporting them, whether they're a neighbor, a teacher, or a family member that lives across the country that you can't physically be present to support.
And I got to say, I love the presentation. I've seen them on the website, the different boxes that you have. I'm especially interested in the products you choose, because they're neat products, and oftentimes I can't find the ones I've seen on the website in the store.
So it was very important for us, a couple of different things. It was important for us that the items are packaged and delivered and bring a sense of normalcy, but also sort of a special presentation, because so much when one's going through treatment can feel very medicinal and generic, and some of the smells patients associate with the hospital can be very aversive. And so we were very thoughtful about selecting items that would feel very special and patients would want to use. So we set out on a journey to find products and vendors that were also invested in producing beautiful products that were clean and natural and organic. And so every year I have the pleasure of meeting with hundreds of different vendors. So we get to know each other. I understand their processes and we select each vendor very carefully. And these vendors have committed to providing certified organic product to our recipients.
And it's so great because not only are you supporting people that are going through this transition into living with a chronic illness, but you're also supporting other small businesses. So this is truly a service where everybody is made better off. Now, we're starting to get toward the end of the show. Do you have any closing thoughts that you would like to leave for our audience?
Absolutely. So for myself as an individual, as a clinician, but also having had individuals in my life that have been touched by cancer and other medical conditions, I just really wanted to do something that was going to really close the gap in the ways that we support each other as you're dealing with medical conditions. And so Thrivosity, very simply, is just the beginning. Hopefully we can open up dialogue to really start moving the needle in this direction, because attending to the human spirit and attending to the individual as a whole is so very important. And I just would love to be able to see us really make a difference in this area. And so we hope that we can support you as you look to support people in your life that may be diagnosed with a variety of different health conditions. And lastly, I would like to say that we are a social enterprise. And so, as you mentioned, not only do we select our vendors carefully, but a portion of every box is then forwarded to organizations that are dedicated to promoting more research in areas of underrepresented medical populations, and also to be able to invest more dollars in patient advocacy and programming.
This service, it's such a need. And like you say, it addresses so many different areas of care and concern. In addition to the website, is there any other places online where we could see what Thrivosity is doing?
Yes, we do have a social presence. We are on Twitter as well as Facebook, and our handle is @Thrivosity.
All right, and I'll make sure that I share all of that stuff in the podcast notes below. Dr. Ritu, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. Thrive on.
Thank you all for listening. She's Dr. Ritu Trivedi-Prohit, founder and CEO of Thrivosity. I'm Matt Cavallo, host of the Patient Activation Network podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We look forward to bringing you another inspirational story soon.